Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We have a treat for you this morning. A familiar voice returns to Cap Radio. Donna Appadoni shouldered the wee early morning hours to join us as we started our day as Cap Radio's Morning Edition host. And as Donna said, when she closed this chapter last summer, after more than 20 years, her work and her passions were far from over. Donna is stopping by to share how she's expanding her latest book called Drive Time Meditations, as well as continuing her mission to help others find purpose. And those are just two of the many things that she is up to. Donna, welcome.
Thank you, Vicky. It's so nice to be here.
What a treat. So I just
want to
check in on the past year for you. You graduated, as you said, from Cap Radio almost a year ago, last August. How is life post Morning Edition and those very early wake-up calls?
Well, you know, on the last day that I did Morning Edition, I posted a video in which I took my alarm clock and threw it in the backyard. And you know, I've never plugged it in again. I've occasionally had to set an alarm, but not very often. I'm having a lot of fun. You know, it's sort of like Mayor Steinberg just told you, and he said he's open to everything and not being coy about it. So am I. And freelance work is a lot of fun, very enjoyable, and very rewarding, very satisfying.
Yeah. And it is great to hear that you said goodbye to those alarm clocks, because I don't think people realized how early you woke up in the morning.
Like 1:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when many of us were asleep.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
I miss everybody at Cap Radio, and I certainly miss the audience.
We miss you, too. And that was going to be my next question. I imagine you received a lot of loving mountain of goodbye messages. I know you received them internally at Cap Radio.
Yeah, I did. I received them internally. I received them externally. And I'm really happy to say folks have not forgotten me yet. I continued even yesterday. I got a few really nice comments. So it's nice. It's good to be. The whole purpose of doing Morning Edition, hosting Morning Edition, is to connect with the community. That's what that job is all about. And I'm glad that that's continuing in some way.
When I talked with you last August, as you were closing this chapter, we did talk a bit about Drive Time Meditations, and that was a book that you published last year. For those who are learning about it for this first time, how do you describe it?
It is called Drive Time Meditations. I refer to them as brief and vibrant motivators to help you focus on your purpose. They're not meditations in the long, slow kind of way that a lot of people think about them. The book includes 183 meditations. Each one is only a page long. And the idea is you read one in the morning before you head out the door, and it sort of sets the tone, and the message of that meditation keeps coming back to you throughout the day. I published the book last summer when I was leaving Cap Radio, right about the same time. It was always my intention to turn it into a recorded series. And now that has happened.
Yeah, now you have it as an audio series and people could add it as a podcast. And it's such a wonderful way to set a good intention for the day. And with 183, you basically have a year covered, right? Because if you listen to each one twice, you know, you pretty much have, you know, 365 days in a year. When did you start doing this in your own life that maybe inspired sharing it with others?
You know, when you are in a small room for 6 hours a day and you're hearing the problems of the world and the events of the world, and they're not always good news, you have to do something or you go nuts. And I didn't want to go nuts. So in the role of Morning Edition, I realized I had to do something else to, you know, dig a little bit deeper into myself. A friend of mine suggested that I start writing meditations. He heard a couple of little ones that I had done, and he said, you really need to do more of this. And I was off and running. That was all it took.
That's good. We're going to listen to a couple, actually. So let's start with one titled, I Listen.
I listen. I say yes. I listen as a way to separate what is real from what is contrived. I listen to know what to keep. But there is more. I hear more. There is a breeze that whistles through the trees. There is the sound of rain, the silence of snow. There is a song that comes from animals. There is a rhythm that courses through my body. I am comforted by these gentle, clear sounds.
And that was just the first part of it. When I listened to it, because, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in our minds all the time and just kind of loop around. This is so grounding, and it's a very peaceful feeling, which it's obviously a meditation, but I really welcomed that break when I listened to it.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. It's interesting because they're all less than 5 minutes long, because people in the morning are busy. You know, they have other things to do. They have to listen to Morning Edition. They have to get where they're going. So all of them are less than 5 minutes. Some of them have fairly calm music under them. Some have a pretty, you know, rocking beat behind them because it's a real upbeat message. So it's a real variety. I release them once a month to free subscribers, and once a week to free subscribers, twice a week to paid subscribers. But there is another outlet for these that I'm very excited to tell you about. There's a nonprofit organization that works nationwide, but they're based in our area. They're called Core Experience, C-O-U-R, sort of a play on the French word for heart, although they realize it's not spelled the same as the French word. Put together by a couple of families in our area who understand what it's like to have family members who go through anxiety and who experience trauma. They put together a whole toolbox for families that include a lot of different kinds of tools for calming, for educating, for just trying to get through what families often go through. And these meditations are a part of the toolbox for Core Experience. So it's very exciting to work with them. The two founders of Core Experience, Debbie DeMano and Marcy Mitchell, also do a podcast every week, starting in the beginning of July. And we include the meditations in the podcast too. So I get to talk a little bit about where this particular meditation came from and how this meditation can be used. So it's real nice to be able to provide the message in both ways to the general public. And then again, for some families who really need these tools.
Yeah, I mean, because we don't always have those tools in the toolbox when we're younger. I had to learn it at an older age. You know, society doesn't really have that framework, but that's changing, and that's wonderful that you're a part of that. Where did you find the inspiration for each meditation?
Actually, I had some of the Core kids in mind. They don't call themselves that, but that's how I think about them. Once I knew about this organization, even before I started working with them, just knowing what their mission was and knowing what their work is, I had those families in mind. I was thinking about how would I have felt at a certain age going through a certain thing. We all do, some more than others. So I put myself back in that spot of being a kid, of being 10 or 15 or 18 and going through some of this stuff. And then it was very easy to put these together.
Well, we're going to listen to another one. This is an excerpt of For Just a Moment.
For just a moment, I listen. The sound around me is clear. Within it, I hear a pattern. A rhythm. Beat. It repeats. It becomes gentle. soft. Ongoing.
It's empowering. I felt empowered and inspired.
That's
after that
one.
That's
the idea. Good.
I love that one.
I have to tell you about the music, too, because the music is everything from very theatrical and movie oriented, like that one was, to some, some real upbeat songs. The music is all performed by a gentleman named Scott Holmes, who performs and records in Northern Scotland. And I'm just so delighted to be able to use his work on all of these recordings.
Well, it's woven together beautifully, and it's so special to create with compassion for others in mind. But how has it felt seeing your work make a difference in others' lives? Is there a specific story or piece of feedback that kind of guides you or reaffirms your commitment to this?
Well, it's very much the same work that I've been doing. If you think about it, it's all been based in compassion. It's all been based in helping people get through the day. It's all been based in having my virtual arm around you, whether it's on Morning Edition or through these recordings. So no specific stories come to mind, except to know that parents, when they hear these, have the same reaction you're having. Parents are saying, "That's exactly what I want my kid to hear going out the door this morning." And my dad, when I was 15, my dad always sent me out the door to school every morning with the comment, "You can do anything you set your mind to do." And really, that's the basis of drive time meditations, just knowing that in the morning before you leave.
And you have long taught a class about finding purpose. Are you still doing that?
I am. It's called Transformission. The idea is that you're transforming into your mission or your purpose. I've taught it off and on for almost 20 years now. And I continue to teach it for nonprofit organizations and for congregations around the area. It's about a 6-week course, and it's very satisfying for everybody involved. In fact, the last class just had a class reunion a couple of weeks ago because they bonded so much, and it was so exciting for them to catch up with each other.
Yeah, I mean, that's just something that pays dividends in the very best way. You're
yes.
Also receiving recognition yourself and accolades. You received the CLA Artistic License Award. Congratulations. Tell us about it.
Well, thank you. Actually, the award ceremony is this coming weekend, and I'm just so honored. When they first got in touch with me and said, "We want you to be part of this," I thought, "Oh, they want me to be part of it. Maybe they want me to MC or something." No, they were giving me the award, an award. Now I'm one of five recipients. Everybody's very deserving. I'm so excited, too, that one of the person who I interviewed most during the course of Cap Radio Reads, John Lasqua, is going to introduce me at the event. So I'm tickled about that. So yeah, I'm delighted. I'm shocked. I went around the house for about a month going, "Who, me? Really?" But I'm really looking forward to the event, and it's really an honor. California Lawyers for the Arts is the organization that grants these awards every couple of years. Some big names have been included, as they are this year, other than mine. And it's just a real honor.
Yeah, some big names being Annette Bening and Maria Shriver, correct?
Those were the big ones. Yeah, I know. I was shocked when I found that out. I was very, very sweet. And, I'm still writing for nextavenue.org. I've done some work for PBS KVIE as well. So there's a lot of writing in my life in a lot of different ways. It's so much fun to do this work. Even though I miss the Morning Edition audience, this is very satisfying too.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly fulfilling, and you are far from, I hope you're relaxing, but you're keeping busy in the best possible way.
Really busy. There's a lot to be done during the course of a day, even when you're working from home and putting together your own life. So it's been a bit of a learning process, but a really good one.
Given that you spent more than two decades as host of Morning Edition here, and you closed a chapter to obviously make room for more opportunities and growth, at the onset of that, that can feel a little scary, right? Like that unknown. What advice would you give to someone who's kind of teetering right now on whether if it's the right time to move on to something new?
And you'd be surprised how many people in that situation come to the transfer mission class and try to figure out what's my purpose going to be after I leave my job, after I step into that next thing. You know, the best advice is just step into it. It's terrifying, but that's just monkey mind. You know, that's just stuff going on in our own heads saying, oh, what about this? And I don't know if I can't. And what if this doesn't work out? And then once you jump off the edge and just trust the universe, you know, everything works out just fine.
Got to take some risks. Donna, thank you so much for joining us. What a pleasure.
What a pleasure to be here always. Thanks, Vicki.
Look forward to having you back soon. Donna Appadoni is Cap Radio's former Morning Edition host and also an interviewer, a writer, and an author discussing her latest projects, including expanding her book, Drive Time Meditations, into an audio series and therapeutic tool. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.